everyone. It's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Hi.
Hello. Howdy.
Are we ready for the last episode of Chew the Right Thing? Just for the year.
For the year. Ooh, you scared me.
Not forever.
Surprise, you're fired.
You thought I was breaking the news to you that way. Nope. Very excited because this is always like, this episode is just the way to like, breathe and be happy with no pressure because we know the last episode of the year is always the best finds of that previous year.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't of it, that year. Of the current year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the grinchiest thing ever for Mike to sneak in one, like something that got a three?
It would be just to test us to see if we really don't like it. It really would be.
Sometimes we do change our minds.
I would never do
that. Yeah, that
things
is true.
Grow on us.
Yeah.
They do. They grow. But usually it goes... They grow.
They get better.
They get better, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking properly, but instead of worse, which is good. But we'll see. These were probably all tens of the year.
So these are all tens. I wouldn't say like these are like the top. I think there's like 11 finds, the top 11, but these are the finds that are still in, like some of the stuff we try were limited edition, or some of the things are just not available anymore and they're seasonal. So these are the like the, you know, 11 finds that I could find that were in our top, all of our top tens.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And they're from all over the place. It's
all
not
over.
Like all from one retailer or anything like that.
Yeah, all over.
If I sound tired, it's because I am. I'm very tired. I was woken up abruptly by my mom in the middle of the night.
Wait, and then, do you want to play what you were really woken up by?
Yeah, I would like to, actually.
Play it. Go for
I will.
Danger. Danger. This call is from your mother. It is most likely hazardous. Be prepared for a series of questions to which there are no right answers. Danger. Danger. This call is from your mother.
Yeah, you get the idea.
Wow.
So I have that set as my mom's ringtone. I usually have my phone on silent. And it's just funny every now and then if during the day she calls me. But last night I went to sleep. My phone was not on silent. And that happened at 1 a.m.
That is so, so alarming.
It was so alarming. And then I couldn't fall back to sleep. So I don't know if I told you guys this, but like I've found this boutique that has cute clothing in Ireland. And they sell, like they go live every day. But it's 2:30 a.m. in L.A.
Oh,
so they're on
goodness.
For 2 hours from 2:30 to 4:30. So last night I was... That's what I did after my mom called. I was shopping. I got a blazer.
And now it all makes sense on why I get emails from you every once in a while at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, it's while I'm shopping. Anyway, so there you have it. Before we jump into the deliciousness, what you got?
Breaking Chews.
All right, Breaking Chews is back after our sipping taste test.
Yes.
Okay, so who likes crumble cookies? You know, the brand Crumble without an E?
I want to like them.
Yeah. I know they're really good,
they're so sweet.
Yeah, and they're high calorie.
Yeah, very. But like, I don't know, they're too sweet. But I buy them; they're like beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is calorie free, but you shouldn't eat this. This latest thing that they have is they have teamed up with Dove to bring you hand soaps, deodorants, body wash, and body scrubs that smell like crumble cookies. So it comes in 4 scents: the confetti cake, lemon glaze, strawberry crumb cake, and vanilla bean cupcake. And right now they're only at Walmart.com. But in January, they'll be in stores at Walmart.
I want these.
Yeah.
I love, you know, my whole thing is like, I love smelling like dessert. This is like deodorant, like, like it's not like a cologne. It's a deodorant.
Deodorant stick.
What?
Body wash, hand soap, and body scrub.
I will be buying all of these things.
Even the deodorant?
I mean, just to smell it. I'm probably not going to use it.
Yeah.
I've been using the same deodorant since I was like 13.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, which one?
It's so antiquated. I'm like embarrassed to say.
Was it the one that you raise your hand?
It's called Dry Idea. Do you know it?
Oh, I've
used it forever. It's like, it came out like when Secret came out.
That's what I used.
That's what I thought.
Oh, well,
was
there
Secret.
You go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't Secret the one where you raise your hand?
Yeah. Raise your hand if you're sure.
Oh, no, raise your hand if you're sure. Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Unsure. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
That's hilarious.
So funny. All right, from deodorant.
Well, we got more.
To deliciousness. Oh, wait, there's more news?
Yeah, there's one more news story.
Okay.
We're staying in the world of Walmart. Friends fans can now buy Friends cereal. So Friends cereal is now going to be available only at Walmart. I don't know why Walmart's getting all this exclusive stuff. It's in celebration of the show's 30th anniversary, which is crazy to think that the show debuted 30 years ago. The cereal is called, you know, based on their, so this is based on the theme of the name of the TV episodes. They always were the ones with. So the cereal is going to be the one with the vanilla bean latte. And so it's only available at Walmart until the end of the month or while supplies last. So Hopefully by the time this podcast airs, they'll still be available. But if not, sorry.
Wow. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
I would try that. We don't you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. All right, we're going to jump in.
Let's eat.
First item of the day. Oh, I remember this one fondly. Trader Joe's green chili chicken bowl. It's like that shredded chicken bowl with cilantro, seasoned rice, cheddar cheese, and green chili sauce. I know. I love this because it's in my freezer right now.
Is it really?
It is.
And little known fact, this was in our first Trader Joe's haul of the year, January of 2024.
Wow, we started the year off with a bang. It's so funny. We get to try all these things again. That's so fun. Like, it's not like we're rating them in any way. Yeah. We're just celebrating.
Could we rate them?
We could.
I was saying we could rank them from like...
Well, yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Or we could do like the top three or the top five breakdown. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, I need a fork. Hmm. It looks so gooey. Like the texture looks so appealing.
It's better than ever.
Yeah.
This is like, seriously, if they had this at a restaurant, I would say like, we have to go to this restaurant all the time.
That tastes like an enchilada.
It's so good.
Yeah, that is phenomenal.
The chicken is like solid, high quality chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Excellent. I could eat that for lunch. And maybe if
maybe you will.
Maybe if I'm lucky, I will.
This one launched last summer. But it's still available. Trader Joe's green chili chicken bowl. One bowl has 320 calories, 9 grams of fat, 10 Weight Watcher points. We love it.
Wait, so that was the summer of 2023?
Well, it said launched last summer. But either way, we tasted it this year.
Yeah, the notes I pulled were from the January episode. So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
It's just comfort food.
Yeah.
Pure comfort.
It's so good. It's just, it's perfect. The way the flavors all meld together.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can Kevin keep up with TJ's? Next up, we have Kevin's chicken soup with cauliflower pasta. I remember we really loved that one too, because it's like, it didn't taste, this is a fridge product, right?
Yeah. In the fridge section, I got it at Target.
Oh, it's not shelf stable?
No.
Right. And that's like why it tastes so fresh. Because a lot of times shelf stable soups taste shelf stable, or they taste like a can.
Oh, I realized I didn't bring spoons. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But we were just so impressed with this.
I remember the broth being a star anyway.
And I remember the noodles being like, I was expecting like little pieces of cauliflower, but it's just like cauliflower noodles.
Noodles infused with cauliflower. Oh yeah,
tastes like grandma's cauliflower noodle soup.
That's as good as any deli.
The broth is like, it's almost got like a tiny bit of creaminess to it. Like it's not like a straight thin chicken broth, if that makes sense.
It is. It's like a thick broth.
Gravy. It kind of tastes like gravy.
It's yum. Delish.
Yeah, that's really good.
Comes in a pouch. One cup has 120 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 13 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points, 2 servings, by the way, if you eat the whole bag, which for 240 calories, yes, please.
Yeah, it makes me want to get a cold.
Get a cold?
Yeah, so I can eat chicken soup.
That's hysterical.
You're like, get a cold.
This is also gluten-free. That's really funny. It's gluten-free. It has no added sugar. It is Kevin's chicken soup with cauliflower pasta. You'll find it in the fridge at select Target stores and other grocery stores in select regions.
And that was a 10, right?
Yeah.
Still a 10.
Oh, yeah.
Next up. Okay, this is a product that is, I find it polarizing. Some people don't like it. To me, it's like the greatest thing. And for so long at Trader Joe's, it was always sold out. You would go look in the freezer section and there would just be a hole where this product was. It's the Trader Joe's Kimbap Korean tofu and vegetable seaweed rice roll. And I still love it. And I still keep these in my freezer. I have 3 of them in the freezer now.
Oh, looks like sushi.
Yep. Yeah.
A giant, giant sushi.
Giant.
So what's inside of this? Tofu and vegetable, I
guess. Tofu and veggies. And you serve it warm or cold. But it's very good.
Yeah.
Warm. And it's sweet. It's just like, again, it's like comfort food. I love this thing. Yum. I love it so much.
It tastes like the inside of a delicious egg roll.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I might, can I change my lunch? Okay, actually, you know what? I'll have both. Yeah, thank you.
Take them both.
Yeah, let's all split it. Let's have a little smorgasbord after.
I feel like if you are hesitant because it sounds like something you don't know or haven't had before, you would still like it because it's a little sweet. It's not polarizing to me. It's very yummy.
Yeah. I mean, if it has seaweed, so you have to kind of like seaweed.
Yeah.
But the tofu doesn't really taste like tofu. Mm-hmm. nice crunchy vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I like that it's warm. If you, because usually like these veggie rolls are cold, mm-hmm. but it's nice. Love it.
Super yum. You get three of those nice sized pieces, which is a third of the container, for 140 calories, 4 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points. It's Trader Joe's Kimbap. In the freezer.
Not to be confused with the Hanson song.
That's all I kept saying. I sang it to Aaron every time I take a video of the products.
Kimbap. Next, we have, oh, this is just a chicken stick, but it must have been a mighty good chicken stick. It's Mighty Spark Chicken Snack Sticks, teriyaki style, shelf stable.
This one, Jamie and I went to that expo West.
Oh, yeah.
And we had this. I'm going to let you cut. There's a knife there, too, if you want to use a knife.
I'll use a knife.
Yeah, the white one. We tried this, and we immediately were like, we got to bring this back for you. And then we had it, and you fell in love with it.
Should I cut all the...
Yeah, sure, why not?
Or you can grab that.
Okay. So this is a fat meat stick.
A fat.
And, like, it's not short, and it's 60 calories.
Wow.
What makes it so sweet? Is it maple?
Teriyaki. It's so tender.
Teriyaki. I still love it.
It's the tenderness that gets me. Brown sugar, dried onion and garlic, ginger, coconut aminos.
Kids,
pineapple
would flip.
Powder.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple powder.
Cherry powder.
What?
In a colored beef collagen casing. Let's not pay attention to that part.
Yeah. I was like, what? Kids would love these.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing ever.
It's so good.
It's soy free, it's gluten free. The chicken were raised with no antibiotics ever. No added hormones. These are just so yummy. Mighty Spark chicken snack sticks in teriyaki style. One stick, 60 calories, 2 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. These are on Amazon. They're in store at retailers nationwide. They're yum.
Oh, we can get these at stores. That's good.
Yeah, I got them on Amazon, which is where I'll link to in the on the Foodcast page.
I need to buy those.
There's a whole pack. You can have the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to buy like a 24-pack or something.
All right, this next one, I have 5 of these in my house. Heinz pickle tomato ketchup with pickle seasoning. This is like maybe the find of the year.
Yeah. It's funny because like when I was going through the list and I saw this, I'm like, well, I mean, it's just ketchup, you know? But then I remember you saying how much you loved it. And I'm like, you know what? Why can't a condiment be one of the top finds of the year?
You know, I think I'm going to try to really... about why. Yeah.
Pretzels
with ketchup.
I didn't want to make French fries because it just seemed like, you know.
No, to me, I guess I associate ketchup with French fries and I associate pickles with hamburgers. So when I have this ketchup, I feel like I'm eating like a fast food meal no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to dip a piece of chicken in it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to eat it alone. Mm. To me, I feel like I just ate
like
a French fry.
Yeah. It tastes so much like McDonald's to me.
It does.
Try it with the pretzel.
It really does.
It's going to change. Okay. No more mustard with pretzel.
Really?
That's going to change you.
Mm. You're changing right in front of my eyes.
Good. That is great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love ketchup.
I'm a fan.
Because it's sweet. It's like, you know, it's sugar.
What was I going to say about this? Hang on. I had a thing. Dang it. I lost it. Hang on. Oh, I don't know why, but this makes me crave an old school Boca burger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why this on top of a Boca burger on like a lettuce bun.
It's funny that you say that. I had sort of not had those original like the OG 80 calorie or 70 whatever they were Boca burgers in a long time. And after this ketchup, I bought them.
Right.
And I have them in my freezer I do like the Whopper Swapper kind of thing with it. And yeah, you're right. Oh, that's so good.
So delish. It's Heinz pickle tomato ketchup with pickle seasoning. Wow, this one got an 11.
I was just going to say, can we give this an 11?
Yeah, it did.
Yes.
1 tablespoon, 15 calories, 1 Weight Watcher point. It's at retailers nationwide, including Target, and it's on Amazon.
Very good. Next up, we have Trader Joe's spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip.
I feel like this was the dip of the year.
And it's so, you know, a lot of people try to recreate the dips you get at the restaurants that are like those spinach dips that are super fatty. And I remember this one being phenomenal and really like great stats too. Mm-hmm.
30 calories for 2 tablespoons. I feel like we should recreate
pretzel,
this.
You can
I've got my pretzel.
I feel like we should recreate this for the people that don't have a Trader Joe's near them. Those poor, unfortunate souls.
Poor. Oh gosh. Is there anyone like that? We are so spoiled. We have like 5 within like a 5-mile radius.
There's so much kale in this. Mm-hmm. This is like a real veggie dip.
And I read a news story that we're getting like 4 more in the valley.
Well, one is opening right by the new Nordstrom Rack in Tarzana.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You told me that, yeah.
This is so good.
Yeah, that dip's incredible.
If you put this on chicken, I feel like we said that
I was
last
just
time.
About oh, to yeah, do yeah. That. You can eat this hot or cold, right?
Oh, hot, it would be mm-hmm. so good.
Yum. Really fresh veggies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It tastes like a freshly made dip.
Mm-hmm. I just love how it's...
The kale, right.
It's really, really, like, when you look at it, it's green. Like, it is packed with veggies.
Good
30
job.
Calories. 2 tablespoons have 30 calories, 2 grams of fat, 1 Weight Watcher point. As you might have suspected, it's a Trader Joe's exclusive, the spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is the end of our Trader Joe's in the top
Whoa,
vines of the year list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that got a 10. It's still a 10.
It's about to get sweet up in here.
Yeah, next up, Made Good Mornings Soft Baked Oat Bars. Wow, a cinnamon bun. This must have been a really good one for a bar to make the top mm-hmm. 10.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I like bars, but, you know.
Like an interesting note in there. I can't remember.
Peggy, we're obsessed. Call them.
Yeah, that's
Peggy.
What it was.
Peggy.
These are from our friends at Made Good. They contain 6 different vegetable extracts. It's a soft oat bar.
120 calories.
Yeah.
It has like, it looks almost like a white chocolate drizzle on top or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like a cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Jamie. Mm. I have to take these home. See, I shouldn't let the 10s slip away.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the 10s mm-hmm. make it into my life. Some slip away.
Yeah,
they slipped away.
You can definitely have those.
And like, it's, think how far these types of products have come over the years. It used to be that, like, they were healthy and they tasted healthy, and sometimes they were really good and tasted mm-hmm. healthy. This tastes like a delicious cinnamon bun flavored snack bar that happens to be, you know,
it honestly tastes
oats.
Like it tastes like a muffin.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. if I went to a bakery and got a cinnamon muffin, totally. I'd be like, that's a great cinnamon
yeah.
muffin.
Yeah.
It's allergen friendly, which is good for the kiddos and the schools. Vegan, kosher. 10 grams of whole grains. I mean, it's just a winner. Total winner. Made Good Morning soft baked oat bars. One bar has 120 calories, 4 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points. It's at Target. It's online on Amazon. It's on the Made Good website. It's everywhere.
Still a 10.
There you go.
Next, we have another sweet item. Partake Vanilla Wafers Mini Crunchy Cookies.
Yeah, we are in the sweet section, mm-hmm. which is, I kind of tried to do it where it was like we had our meals with the bowl and the soup and mm-hmm. and then I went to the snacks and now we're in the desserts.
Partake. Wait a minute. So there's 2 items from Partake.
Yeah,
one
it's
box.
It's one all comes in one box.
Oh, wow. Are these? Is this the brand that's at Starbucks now?
Oh, maybe.
I think maybe. I don't remember.
Which one did you want to try first? The wafer?
Let's try the vanilla wafers. So there's vanilla wafers and classic grams. And
look
they
at
both
this adorable
got
mother-daughter picture.
They're so cute.
So cute.
Yeah, these cookies, I think they're getting like really good distribution. Mm-hmm. Right? I just remember like being super impressed with them.
Yeah, it's another one that's very allergen-friendly, gluten-free, peanut-free.
They're like addictive. There's mm-hmm. something about, you know what it is? Because they're not overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to keep eating them.
Yeah. I think I remember this one, the Graham one, being the one that you like the most.
I love, too, that they come in single-serving portion-controlled mm-hmm. packs.
Oh, they're both so good.
Yeah.
Oh, only 80 to 90 calories per pouch.
I want to smash them up and put them on oatmeal.
Mm. Ice well, cream?
I don't know, anywhere. Yeah. Yes.
I think I remember in the episode, I think this was a Target haul in the summertime. And I think you said the exact same thing you want to put on mm-hmm. ice cream.
You could make little tiny ice cream sandwiches.
So cute.
Oh, delish. 80 to 90 calories, 4 to 4.5 grams of fat. This can't be right. One has 2 Weight Watcher points and one has 4. I feel like I said the exact same thing last time, but it is. It's true. I remember checking.
Wow.
It's the vanilla wafers that have 2 points.
Interesting.
It must have something to do with like the sugar or mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not that sweet. You're mm-mm. probably right.
These are available at Target and online from Amazon. It's Partake is the brand, and it's a box with the vanilla wafers and the classic grams.
You will want to partake in them.
You will. You will. They did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Next, Skinny Dipped Cups Caramel and Peanut Paradise. Is that one flavor? Caramel and peanut paradise?
Mm-hmm.
So Skinny Dipped, the people who make those dipped nuts, they also
pull
make
a, piece off
a, sure, a
So this looks like a Reese's. Oh.
I didn't do a really good job of holding it. That's all yours, Lisa.
Thanks. It is. It's like a peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
With and gooey caramel. And oh, this looks so good. I'm pretending I never saw it before. So yummy. Mm. Okay. Why don't more people put caramel in peanut butter cups? Why?
I don't know, because it's a really good combination.
Sorry, that blows Reese's away.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be so good, like really, really cold? I don't know why. My brain is thinking if you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Or even the freezer for like 10 minutes.
It would be good frozen, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a little known fact about me, though, because you said you were apologizing about Reese's. Reese's is not my favorite peanut butter cup. Reese's is only the original.
Is it Trader Joe's?
No, I like Justin's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're amazing. But that's really close.
This is amazing. I mean, whatever's left on this plate will be eaten.
So one of those cups, which would you say that's similar in size to like a full size Reese's peanut butter cup? Maybe a tiny bit smaller?
That would be a better Mike question because he eats them more regularly.
Reese's peanut cups are a little bit bigger. I'd say that's like 3/4 of a Reese's peanut butter
cup. But it's not a mini. It's a nice size.
Yeah.
So one of those has 60 calories, 5 grams of fat, only 2 grams of total sugar, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's Skinny Dipped Cups, Caramel and Peanut Paradise, online at skinnydipped.com and Amazon and at retailers nationwide. And
so what are they used to sweeten these? Because they're so good. There's no aftertaste at all. So whatever they're doing is super right.
And if I do recall, so real quick, we got cane sugar as the top sweetener.
With two grams total sugar.
Mm-hmm. It's just, so the first part of it is the dark chocolate coating. Yeah. So that's where you've got cane sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the rest of it, the center, has got allulose and maple sugar and cane sugar.
And how'd still only 2 grams of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible? Well, whatever.
You know, these cups come in two different varieties. There's a dark chocolate peanut butter and a milk chocolate peanut butter. Oh, but wow. I think this is probably the better one.
Yeah.
And if I do recall correctly, when we put this in an email, and I believe people bought it like crazy on Amazon.
Okay, wait. Which one are we eating, dark or milk? Because it doesn't say.
No, those are the other two varieties. But you're saying, is this one dark or milk?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
This one is made with dark.
But does it say it anywhere?
Just on the ingredients.
That's so weird. Like the bag does not say dark chocolate.
Yeah, I guess.
So how do you know?
Guess because if it would be the milk chocolate, it'd be like a lighter looking cup.
But it's just called Skinny Dipped Caramel Peanut Paradise Cups.
Yeah. So there's that one. And then there's the straight up milk and the straight up dark. I guess they figured that was the most pertinent information was the caramel and peanut. Yeah.
Oh, the others don't have caramel.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. It took me a while. I'm just being a little slow.
And we've got 6 bags of those if you'd like.
Oh my gosh. I think I would like. I have some plans for those.
Oh, good.
It's about to get freezy up in here.
Ooh, it's getting chilly. Favorite day, vanilla flavored mini ice cream sandwiches. They don't even look so mini.
This is such a surprising thing. Almost to the point, like to wind up on the top of the year.
Right.
Because it's like, it's an ice cream sandwich.
It's just an ice cream sandwich.
How could it be that good? And I remember when Mike brought it back, I was like, really, Mike, an ice cream sandwich? It's literally a classic. I know. You know, chocolate wafer.
Like
vanilla.
One of the first things you've ever eaten when you were a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like but that kind of thing.
If my memory serves me correct, is that the saying?
Yeah.
I believe when you ate this, you were like, this is exactly like how it used to be in like in the school cafeteria. Mm-hmm. Like this is what these tasted like.
You know what it is? I never expected these ice cream sandwich cookies to be crunchy. They're just, so I always loved it when it was soft. So it's almost like cake.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream is so good.
Mm.
It's just great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a perfect size, too, because it's like everything you love. You know, there's two types of lower calorie items. There's ones that change the ingredients to make it lower in calories and ones that say, hey, you love this. Here's a smaller portion to enjoy it. And that's what this is.
Yeah.
90 calories.
Not even that small.
Mm-mm. 90 calories, 3 grams of fat, only 8 grams of total sugar, 5 Weight Watcher points. It's a Target exclusive. It's favorite day vanilla flavored mini ice cream sandwiches.
Well, it's as beautiful as I remember it.
It said the same thing about you.
Thank you. What are you doing later?
Should we excuse ourselves?
Wait, this is the last item?
Yeah.
This is the last item.
This is so sad.
I know.
We should have like had twice as many because we knew they were.
It was hard to find things. And actually, there is one more thing that we have in our freezer that I just saw this morning that I didn't find at the store that I could bring out. I'd have to microwave it. But remember that Carbonaut raisin bread?
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
I think it was only at Sprouts, right?
I don't remember.
They might be online. I can go get that.
Let's just talk about it. It was great.
Yay. Okay. It was. All right. Final item of the day. It's another freezy item. Enlightened frozen yogurt bark in pineapple coconut. They still make this, right?
Well, we found it, and I don't think we found it in the freezer.
No, actually, I did find this in the freezer.
In our freezer?
In our freezer, really? But I assume that they still make it because it's...
Well, is it still delicious?
Let's find out.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
It's the best.
Why is this so good?
Oh, I went to their website, and it's not coming up.
No!
I apologize for bringing that. Another one that I found in the freezer.
I remember it not being on their website at first.
Maybe it's only out in the summertime.
Because it was at Walmart. No, because I remember it being later in the year.
Okay, I think
Walmart
I got this at Sprouts.
Yeah, it says Walmart and Sprouts. Okay, I think I can get it on Instacart. So I think it's out there.
Yeah, so that means it's at Sprouts, I bet.
Yep, delivery by 1:04 today.
Yeah.
Yay!
All right, good. I feel better now.
It also comes in triple berry. Ooh. Three berries. Not one, not two, but three. You get 2 to 4 pieces, depending on the size, for 110 calories, 8 grams of fat, 6 Weight Watcher points. It's enlightened frozen yogurt bark in the pineapple coconut variety.
Well, it's a winner.
Lisa, I think you should count down your top three.
Wow. How can one do this? Top three.
I know what one of them is. I think I know what number one is.
You know... I'm going to have to say the number one has to be the ketchup because it's in my life and I have it often.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's like part of my world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't eat any of these other ones on the regular, but I would say the Trader Joe's green chili bowl is just one not to be missed.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing, like if you ever keep things in the freezer that you need for like emergency meals, or if you need to take a meal to work, or you just want to have things, if you want a hot lunch or dinner and you don't have anything on hand, keep these in your fridge because they're just that good. Mm-hmm. So that would be two. And three would be... probably, again, the Trader Joe's, the kimbap, just because I do eat that. Mm-hmm. And those are the three things that I probably have most often.
Yeah.
Mike, what's your favorite thing from this episode?
Favorite thing from this episode is probably the Trader Joe's, the bowl, the chicken bowl, green chili chicken bowl.
My favorite also from Trader Joe's is going to be the spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip, because I would just put that on everything.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great episode.
Yeah. What a great year.
Wait, I want to, real quick, I just want to highlight a few of the things that I remember you liked, but I couldn't find.
Okay.
So one was that chicken tagine. We got it at Costco. It was like the Moroccan chicken, I think.
Yeah, is that gone forever?
Yeah, it's probably one of those seasonal things there.
Sad.
Another thing I couldn't find, which I was very surprised at, was the Campbell's Well Yes plant-based or plant-powered tomato and sweet basil sipping soup. Couldn't find that anywhere. I couldn't find any of their sipping soups anywhere. Mm. Like, and maybe they either... got rid of them or they repackaged them.
Really?
And then the other two were from Sam's Club, the Member's Mark butter chicken. Do you remember that?
I kind of do.
Oh yeah, but it wasn't buttery.
No, it wasn't buttery.
It was good.
And then there was that frozen bean ultra premium latte and frappe mix.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I still have that. Yeah. Those are all really good.
Yeah. And then there were other ones that were, you know, that you liked, but were either nines or.
Oh my gosh.
Tens.
Can't believe we buried the lead and did not announce this in Breaking Chews.
What?
There's a brand new newsletter out of the Hungry Girl universe.
Oh my gee.
How could we have forgotten?
How? What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
Jamie, you want to talk about it?
Yes. We recently launched One Click Picks. So to get more info about this, first of all, you can go to hungrygirl.com/1ClickPicks. This is a newsletter. It only comes out a couple times a month. We're not going to inundate your inbox, but it is all about the best online finds, particularly Amazon, because that's where we love to shop. Mm-hmm. It is lists straight from Lisa. So it is like her personal favorite things or things she found that are really interesting and cool. Great newsletter. Highly encourage you to sign up if you love learning about new finds that you can just one click online. So go to hungrygirl.com/1ClickPicks. pics.
Yeah. Or I'll also put up on the Foodcast page for this episode. So you can just click it on from the image that's there and it'll take you right to the subscribe page.
I couldn't have said that better myself, Jamie. And honestly, I am so Amazon obsessed. Like, I'm not kidding. Every day there are at least three or four boxes at my door from Amazon.
Don't you love like being surprised when like things show up and you're like, I don't know what I ordered.
Yeah. Yes. Every day is like a holiday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Aww. Yep.
Well, that's it. Wow.
So this is at the last episode of the year.
Yeah.
But we'll be back in January with the brand new food finds for the new year.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
I've already scoped out a couple.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wonder what the trends will be. We'll find out.
Wonder which ones will make the best of 2025.
Wow.
If any.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll taste them and forget them.
Yep.
We don't know. Only time will tell.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you guys for being wonderful and for tuning in and being part of our world. We love you and appreciate you. Thanks for another great year. And we will be back next year. And we're excited about it.
Yeah.
So happy, happy.
Happy New Year. And I guess since we won't be seeing you on the air, but we might be seeing you in person, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lisa. She's a New Year baby.
Yeah. We don't talk about that. I don't love birthdays, but thank you. I appreciate the kind wishes.
We're glad you were born.
Thank you. I'm glad I was born too.
Yeah, we were very glad you were born.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I hate to say goodbye.
I know.
I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.